Dr. JR, the Doctor of AI here, and you've tuned into AI Innovations Unleashed, part of our AI in 5 mini-series that we like to highlight in 5 minutes or so every week. Some of the weirdest, oddest, strangest, coolest things happening in the world of AI. So, let's buckle up and see what we have this week. First up, the surreal saga of a 16-year-old teen, a crumpled bag of Doritos, possibly nacho cheese, and an AI security system gone off the rails at Kenwood High School in Baltimore County, Maryland. A system made by OmniAlert that's intended to detect firearms via AI surveillance cameras flagged a student's empty chip bag as a gun. The student, who we will not mention, described the moment. "They made me get on my knees, put me on my hands and my back, and cuffed me. Then they searched me and figured out I had nothing." Superintendent Miriam Rogers called the incident truly unfortunate. The school and the district are now reviewing how the AI system is being used. Why this makes a good story? Well, it highlights how AI is being used in high-stakes, real-world settings like education and weapon detection. It reveals how false positives in AI can lead to real trauma. It also makes us think of when we rely on AI to make alert decisions, like in schools, public spaces, how safe is safe enough? What happens when the human in the loop is presented with an alert and believes the AI without challenging it? Thoughts. Next, our story is the chilling case of an AI-assisted cyber stalking. A man in Massachusetts, James Florence Jr., there's a name, pleaded guilty to years of harassment targeted at a university professor. He used AI chatbots from platforms like CrushOn.ai, Janitor AI, to impersonate the victim, to engage men online, invite them to her home address, and then weaponize this personal data. A quote that stands out: "This is a question of singling out someone for the goal of potential sexual abuse. The tools that he's been able to use here really made the damage so much worse." That's from Stefan Turkheimer, the VP for Public Policy at RAIN. Why does this matter? Well, this is a dark but pivotal example of a misuse of using the AI. It's not just a weird thing, but it can actually cause human harm. And, you know, the bots didn't just generate this text. They arranged real-world stalking, impersonation, and physical danger. So, think about it. What safeguards exist, or should exist, when AI chatbots can mimic real people, invite real people as well? Who should be accountable? The bot maker? The platform? The stalker? The victim? Now, let's fire off a few quick-fire hit stories. Short but sassy. First, secret AI bots on Reddit. Researchers at the University of Zurich ran an unauthorized experiment. They infiltrated the subreddit Change My View with AI-driven bots to see if they could persuade users without disclosure. Up to 1,783 comments from bots masquerading as humans. Reddit's legal team called it improper and highly unethical. Second, Honest AI Safety nonprofit launched. AI pioneer Joshua Bengio has launched a nonprofit called DAW Zero with around $30 million in backing to build honest AI systems, those that can detect deception or self-preservation in other AI agents. And our last story, AI designs these weird physics experiments, and they work. So, this is a recent article in Quanta Magazine reports that AI software is now proposing bizarre physics experiment protocols, things most physicists would normally just dismiss, and they turn out to work. AI designing new physics experiments that really are working, huh? And there you have it. From Doritos bags that are really saucy with some 9mm ammo, to AI bots facilitating some weird stalking, to hidden bots messing with Reddit, new safety labs, and awesome new sci-fi physics experiments, AI is everywhere, weirdly and powerfully. So here's a question for you. If you're, you know, someone out there writing and your smart assistant started behaving weirdly, like flagging your snack as a hazard or chatting like it knows your deepest secrets, would you trust it? How would you push back? Thanks for joining us on AI Innovations Unleashed, AI in 5, on this October 28th, 2025 edition. I'm Dr. JR, the Doctor of AI. Stay curious, stay cautious, and I'll catch you next time in another 5-minute ride through the wild, wild world of AI.